This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Kyle Palmer. Kansas lawmakers are expected to do something that they've never done before, vote on a Medicaid expansion bill. Conservatives who ran the legislature over the last several years refused to consider that issue, but things are different this year. A House committee recently held several days of hearings on an expansion bill and will vote on it either later today or on Monday. Joining us to talk about the bill and the politics surrounding it is KCUR's Jim McLean. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, first give us a quick summary of this bill. What would it do?
Okay, it would expand CanCare. That's the state's privatized Medicaid program to as many as 300,000 low-income Kansans who are generally caught in what is referred to as the Medicaid gap. That means they make too much money to qualify for the state's existing Medicaid program, but not enough to be eligible for federal subsidies that would help them purchase private coverage. This expansion bill would cover people who make up to about 138% of the federal poverty level. For an individual, that's about $16,000 a year. And one key thing to note here, right now adults who don't have children, well, they're just not eligible for CanCare no matter how poor they are. This would cover them. And that's one of the things that opponents like Governor Sam Brownback object to. They say that providing coverage to able-bodied adults might discourage them from getting jobs and private health insurance.
Well, as we've noted in our coverage of this issue, the election of more moderate Republicans and Democrats to the legislature last November has made expansion supporters more optimistic. But what does it look like as this vote approaches? Do supporters have the votes to pry the bill out of committee and take it to the House floor?
Well, everyone is predicting a very close vote. Representative Dan Hawkins, the Wichita Republican, who chairs the 17-member House Health and Human Services Committee, says it will either win by one vote or lose by one. So it's not surprising. Supporters of expansion are mounting a last-minute lobbying blitz. They're concentrating on a handful of committee members who are thought to be on the fence. And one of those is Representative Doug Blex. He's a Republican from Independence. And he's an interesting case because, as you may remember, the hospital in Independence closed a few years ago, in part because of the state's rejection of Medicaid expansion. Supporters say that decision has cost healthcare providers in Kansas about $1.7 billion over the last 3 years. So Blex says he's torn. He doesn't want to see other communities lose their hospitals, but he's concerned the expansion bill will be a lot more expensive than supporters are claiming.
And I'm still on the fence with it because I don't like to expand money for something that we can't take care of now. The expansion in most states seems like there's been more applicants than what they anticipated. So I just don't want to saddle. The heart's kind of there, but, you know, it's a pocketbook issue.
Yeah, so that's Doug Blex. He's one of those who is said to be undecided on this bill. And so there are three or four of them who I think they'll determine how this vote goes.
Now, Jim, how are national politics factoring into all this? I mean, President Trump and the Republican Congress in Washington have made no secret of their desire to repeal and replace Obamacare and Medicaid expansion along with that. How do Kansas lawmakers feel about proceeding with expansion in the face of that uncertainty?
Well, it's a big factor, frankly. Opponents, including Governor Brownback again, say it would be just foolish to pass an expansion bill now that repeal, at least in their minds, is a foregone conclusion. If that happens, of course, the federal promise to pay no less than 90% of expansion costs, well, it goes out the window. But supporters say there are plenty of signals that Republicans in Congress are rethinking their repeal now, replace later strategy. And that, they say, is keeping the window open for states like Kansas to get in line for what still could be billions of additional federal dollars. And to support their case, Kyle, they point to the fact that several states headed by Republican governors are lobbying to keep expansion. And that includes the governor who succeeded Vice President Mike Pence in Indiana. And for those who are keeping score, just to bring everybody up to date, 31 states in the District of Columbia have adopted expansion. Kansas and Missouri are among the 19 that haven't.
That's KCUR's Jim McLean reporting on this issue about Medicaid expansion from Topeka. Jim, thanks so much.
You bet. Glad to do it.